And some sad news now from the city where we broadcast this show. Former Boston Mayor Tom Menino, who served 5 terms in City Hall and guided the city into the 21st century, died today of cancer at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. He was 71 years old. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WBUR's Dolores Handy has our story on the mayor and his legacy.
Thomas Michael Menino loved the city of Boston, loved his job, and loved the fact that he could change people's lives just by being mayor. He could be hard-nosed in pushing for what he felt was needed, determined to wield the power of his office. He pushed hard, even when late in the last of his 5 terms as mayor, he had to sometimes govern from a hospital room, venturing out in a wheelchair. That was the case April 15, 2013, when twin explosions near the Boston Marathon finish line killed 3 people and injured hundreds more.
And all the sun shines on.
Days after the bombings, Menino stood up from his wheelchair, joining President Obama, Governor Patrick, and 2,000 other mourners at a memorial service for the bombing victims.
Nothing can defeat the heart of the city. Nothing. Nothing will take us down because we take care of one another. Even with the smell of a smoke in the air and blood on the streets, tears in our eyes, we triumphed over that hateful act on Monday afternoon.
Menino was not a gifted orator. Voters shrugged off his occasional malapropism or his mangling of a name. The name Mumbles Menino did not bother him.
Oh, it's a wonderful name. I just carry me. Hey, just think about it. I'm Mumbles, but I've been mayor for 20 years. Nobody else been Mumbles and I've been mayor for 20 years.
The son of Carl and Susan Menino, Tom Menino was born in the Reedville section of Boston's Hyde Park neighborhood. His father was a factory foreman. In 1960, he graduated from St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Jamaica Plain. He got a job selling insurance. He enrolled in night courses at Boston College, but didn't last. He reportedly told his father, Harry Truman didn't go to college. He began working on the side in politics. Former state senator Joseph Timolte met the future mayor when Menino volunteered on Timolte's campaign for city council in the 1960s.
He loved the business, from gathering signatures to arranging house parties to going door to door.
His first 10 years, the slogan for his administration was getting the job done.
Former state representative Charlotte Goler Ritchie left the State House to join Menino's cabinet.
He made the city a more open and accessible place.
Menino became known as the urban mechanic. He got the potholes fixed, and he transformed an industrial section of South Boston into the gleaming new innovation district, South Boston Seaport. Even those who butted heads with Menino offer praise. City Councilor Charles Yancey was often on the receiving end of Menino's sharp tongue.
I think Tom Menino will be recognized not only for helping to stabilize the finances of the city, which he did, not only for advocating clean air with regards to tobacco in the city of Boston. He deserves credit for that. He also deserves credit for taking some out-of-the-box positions against some fairly controversial social issues, like gay rights and particularly marriage equality.
There's that kind of cliche expression that the rising tide lifts all the boats. But we know that that's not always true.
Boston businessman Jack Connors.
In Tom Menino's city, it was more true than it was in many other cities around the country and around the world. Because if there was success, then Tom Menino wanted to be sure that the folks who didn't have a voice shared in that success.
Connors credits Menino for inspiring and for helping him create a summer camp for city kids on Long Island in Boston Harbor.
This is a guy who cared more than almost anyone I've ever met about doing the right thing for the folks that didn't have a voice.
In Menino's recently published autobiography, Mayor for a New America, he writes with pride about the evolution of Boston, saying it was broken up racially when he assumed office, but has become a much more inclusive city. As he was leaving office, Menino spoke to WBUR.
You know, I'm not a fancy guy, that's for sure. But whatever I did, I thought was the right thing for the young people, for the adults, for the business community. When you take the oath as mayor, You're mayor of all the people. And how do you improve all their lives, not just some of their lives?
Last February, just a month after leaving office, Menino was diagnosed with an advanced form of cancer. It had spread to his liver and lymph nodes. Thomas Michael Menino, Boston's first Italian-American mayor. His name now etched in Boston history, the 53rd mayor of one of America's oldest cities. He held that office longer than any other. For Here and Now, I'm Dolores Handy in Boston.
And reaction is pouring in from around the country today. WBUR reporter Asma Khalid joins us to tell us about some of it. Asma, we've got a statement from President Obama.
That's right. The president issued a statement praising the mayor for turning his hometown essentially into a world-class city. He said Mayor Tom Menino was bold, big-hearted, and Boston strong. Tom, he says, was the embodiment of the city he loved and led for more than two decades.
And Secretary of State John Kerry, who still spends some time in Boston, he's got a house here, he also released a statement.
That's right. He said Tom Menino was Boston. In fact, if you just look around the city, you'll see with your own eyes that he is Boston today. He said that others talked, Tommy worked. And he praised Tom Menino for being a sort of street politician, this urban mechanic who knew how to fix things and get things done.
And he had respect from other mayors around the country. He was a leader among U.S. mayors. I know we've heard today from former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg.
That's right. They were actually close partners. They worked together on reducing gun violence. And former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg said that Tom Menino was a man who was never afraid to take on tough issues. He specifically praised him and said that in the aftermath of the marathon bombing last year, he was steady as always, showing the same determined leadership that made his career in public service one of Boston's most important and most influential.
He also brought the Democratic National Convention to Boston in 2004. We heard today from the current chairwoman of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who offered her respects.
That's right. I mean, he was this mayor who, you know, most mayors may not be known on a national stage, but he was. And she praised him, saying that there are few figures so intimately connected with her hometown as were Tom Menino and Boston. He loved the city and its people and devoted his life to them. For that, they loved him back.
Asma Khalid, reporter here at WBUR in Boston, and the sad news that Boston's former mayor, Tom Menino, has died at the age of 71. Asma, thank you.
Thank you.